said he will never leave us nor forsake us. We are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, you are great. You are glorious. And we thank you that we have an opportunity to rejoice and to praise your holy name. And we thank you for this master's call, this call that you gave us that was founded by your victorious women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord God, we thank you for the speaker that is coming forward with the word, Lord. We know, Lord God, that you have downloaded into her, Father God, a word that is going to teach us, a word that is going to encourage us. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father, because that is the awesome company and family that brought many of us together. And Lord God, we thank you for the team that pray for your people, the team that come together, and we know that you are good. And thank you for the Master's Call family, because if it wasn't for them, Father God, we wouldn't even have this call. So thank you for an opportunity to be able to come together, to hear the word, to pray, to rejoice, and to say that our God is good, and we will continue to walk in your goodness. Well, Master's Call family, you continue being victorious in our God, and I am going to turn it over to our host. Are you there, host?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting each and every one of us this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer, and also for that tag, walking in the goodness of God. We always say God is good all the time. Praise God, praise God. Good morning, TMC family, and we're so glad that and delighted that you are here on this call this morning, and I join Minister Robin and the TMC family in welcoming you to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in a town called Ocean Springs. And for all of you that are on here for the very first time, we are so excited and delighted to have you on the call and worship God with us this morning. We invite you to join us each and every morning, Monday through Friday, here on the Master's Call. Now, this call was established back in October 2010, and we're about to go into our fifth year of celebration, and it was established by two profound, wonderful women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Dr. Dimples, or our super fantastic lady, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is better known as our Mother Eagle, and we're so blessed to have these two women continue with this call day by day. Now, we also have a scripture that we're established on, and it's Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So invite your family and friends to join us to receive their blessing. Let them know that they can get their blessing here on the Master's Call. Now I want to emphasize, if I will, to you that we do have a theme for the year, and for some reason the Lord is definitely constantly pressing it on me, and it is saying, in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. Praise God. Miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. We have a website that I also want to emphasize on, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And on that site, of course, you'll get to listen to past messages and read the bios and see all other good information about what's going on with the Master's Call. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as a greeter, or you want to share the word, or you want to host the call, you can do so by sending your request to info@themasterscall.net. Now, you also may have prayer requests and praise reports. So, again, send that information to info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that's assisted millions around the world with healthier lives with the wonderful, wonderful products that we have. And that great company is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. Now, to get more information about this great company, get with the person that invited you to this call. And then also we have the morning motivational call that's held Monday through Friday right after this call. And you can listen to all the great information that's given. And it's hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, who's better known as the Godmother, and a team of great leaders. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-pound. We do have a new executive vice president of sales and marketing, and his name is Dr. Raphael Spiller, and he is definitely taking us into a new dimension. Okay, so TMC family, I know you are ready to hear a word from the Lord. Now, we have this woman of God who is a blessing to the masses, and we are so delighted and excited to know that she's going to present a word this morning to us. She is none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker. Now, Minister Wanda Walker was accepted, had accepted the Lord back in 1984, and she is under the tutelage of Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Now, this ministry is Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church. Now, she is not only evangelist, she is a preacher, she's a teacher, she's been ordained, and she is serving the Lord in spirit and in truth. Her ministerial license has been given to her. Like I say, she preaches and she teaches. She also ministers to hurting women across the world. Now, this woman of God is a profound teacher. She's soft-spoken at the beginning, but oh my goodness, when the anointing comes upon her, she goes into a whole new realm. You will hear what I'm talking about. Out of Chicago, Illinois, this woman of God is a blessing to the masses. She speaks at retreats. She's been a prayer leader group, a prayer leader of a prayer group. She has a certificate and as a prophet. I tell you, this woman of God is a blessing. Out of Chicago, Illinois, I present to you the evangelist, the teacher, the preacher, the woman of God, our friend, our sister, none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker, Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Wanda Walker, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Thank you for the for hosting, and hallelujah, glory be to God. Good morning, TMC family. And thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting the people. I praise and thank God for this opportunity. I thank the Lord for using Pastor V and Dr. R.P. Roberts, T.K. Roberts. Now, hallelujah, glory be to God. Can y'all hear me? Well, praise God.
Yes, we can. Take it away.
God is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. I thank God for what he's doing and for what he's going to do. Now, I'm going to have a word of prayer before we go into the word. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just come to you thanking you and praising you for enabling us to come together. And Father, I'm asking you, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would have your way. I would decrease, but you increase. That when I open my mouth, you're going to speak and say only what you want to say in the name of Jesus. and Satan, I serve notice on you. You still a liar. So I command you. I don't ask you. I command you to get up under my feet in Jesus' name where you belong. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, TMC family. God is so, so good. Now we're going to go into the Word. There are a few scriptures that I will be reading, and you can write them down and look at them at a later time. Now, we're familiar with Isaiah, the 9th chapter and the 6th verse. For we know that he is the Prince of Peace. And Isaiah 26:3, he said, he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Then in John 14:27, it reads, hallelujah, glory to God. These things, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, no, that's not it. 14:27, hallelujah, glory. And it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We know that Jesus, he gives us his peace. He's the peace. The peace of God. He's the Prince of Peace. He's Jehovah Shalom. Our peace. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Father, for your peace. And then we're going to go to John 16:33. And it reads, these things I have spoken to you, Jesus is saying, that in me, in Jesus, you may have peace. But he said, in the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we're going to have peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus alone. Then we're going to go to Galatians 5:22, and it reads, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We're going to stop there. You know, it's long-suffering and kindness, but we're going to stop at those three. Love, joy, and peace, and you can read it at a later time. Then we're going to Colossians 3:15. And in Colossians 3:15, it reads, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You know, a lot of times when the peace of God is ruling in our hearts, we just be still, you know. We just let go and let God. But if the peace of God is not ruling in your heart, then the devil is ruling. Praise you, Jesus. And then in John 10:10, you know that. Yeah, you know that the devil comes to do only three things, and that is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that's all he wants to do is steal. He's only doing his job. I'm not mad at him for doing his job. He get paid for what he do. Just like we get paid an artist, and we with the artist products, we sell our products, we helping people, we're going to get paid for it. So hallelujah. The devil get paid for what he's doing, but his time is running out. So he come to steal. Don't let him. My thing of the scripture is, don't let them steal your peace, because that's what he's coming for. Don't let them have it. Then, hallelujah, glory be to God, he's going to go back to Isaiah 26:3, which says, he said, he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I'm going to read it one more time. He said, God will keep you in perfect peace, the word says, whose mind, the mind, if it stayed on thee. If your mind has stayed on the Lord, you're going to have perfect peace. Because when the enemy comes in, ain't nothing going to come up but the word. So you are at peace. You fighting that devil back with the word of God. But he comes to steal your peace. Why is peace? Peace is freedom from hostility. It's serenity. It's to hush, to be quiet, be quiet, to be silent, and to be astonished. We know that when we have peace, the peace of God will rule in our hearts. No matter what is going on, the peace is going to flood our hearts. We're not going to look to the left. We're not going to look to the right. We're going to stay forward. We're going to drive and go forward. We're looking forward. Our face is set like a flint. We know that God gave us peace. Well, I'm here to tell you, I let the devil steal my peace. But what happened, Ron? Why did you let the devil steal your peace when God said, he said, my peace I leave with you. I didn't left you my peace, Wanda. My peace I give unto you. Not that the world give to you. The world can't give you peace. I gave you peace. The world is only going to give you tribulations and trials. But I didn't give you peace, Wanda. I left peace with you. Why did you give it up? Yes, I gave it up. What happened, Wanda? Well, can I just share a few things with you? Well, I gave it up because I began to look at what the devil was doing. First of all, my apostle, he was sick. You know how, you know, you praying and you believe in God, and so you think because you believe in it out of your mouth. But your heart is not filled with peace, because if it was, you know that God said he was a healer. You know that he said he was wounded for your transgression. So, you know, I ain't had no business looking at what was going on with Apostle. You know, yes, we be in the flesh. We emotional. But I have to stand on what God said. I took my man off, and I began to kind of look at what was going on with him. Well, after I did that, then my sister, she left the church. Can I just talk to y'all where I am, you know? Can I just testify a little bit? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, my sister had came to the church. She was coming faithfully. All of a sudden, bam, one day she just said, I ain't coming back. She did not come back, and it hurt me. But I kept going. Then a friend from high school, her and her husband, was getting a divorce. My husband was his best man. They were together for years. That hit, but I was like, okay, I'm okay. You know, I'm going to pray for him. Then another friend told me her husband wants to put her out. He wants a divorce, and he done fooled around with different women. Okay, now that hit me. Then my sister, my girlfriend, she goes to the hospital. And they tell her that she got symptoms. She didn't have a slight stroke. Then she turned around and she ended up with the symptoms. She ended up going back to the hospital. They said she got symptoms. Then he turned around and said that, no, your heart is not beating right. We need for you to sign so you can get a pacemaker. Sign these papers. The next day we're going to do surgery. I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? My father in the nursing home, my mother diagnosed with blood cancer. They found her in the bed, face swollen. My sister found her in the bed at home. She got to give up her apartment. My uncle, cancer in the stomach, They said he needed somebody to take care of him. He didn't have nobody. He needs somebody to help him. My husband, cousin died. Then my girlfriend that's in the hospital, I found out her cousin died, which I remember her cousin. Everything, you know, the enemy was coming in like a flood. So it was weighing me down. I didn't know I was weighted down like that. But I had allowed the devil to come and steal my peace. But you know what? Glory be to God. I began to tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I just need to get away. Just let me get away. I need to get away and just regroup, be restored, be refreshed. Did not God do it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, I can be selfish because I did not want to go away. I wanted to come away by myself. I did not want nobody else with me. Then I said, well, maybe one of my friends. Maybe I'll let her go. But then she wanted her daughter to come. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is time for me and the Lord. And no, she ain't where. She ain't trying to go where I'm trying to go. So just me and my friend are going to go. But how many of us know that it's not about me? God said as many as I led of God, they are the sons of God. And I praise and thank God because I'm his daughter, and I was led of him. And it was his purpose. It's his plan for her to be here. And being here, God let me see how she was towards her mom. And I'm talking Tamalo because they're here. But, hallelujah, God used me to see that her and her mother didn't have communication. So he enabled me to come in, and I began to pray because I saw how the enemy was coming in, and, you know, he was just using her mom. And I said, oh, no. I just started praying and walking the floor, and God came in, had her mother to come out that room, and she began to pray. She began to repent. She began to cry out, and her daughter was over there stubborn, that demon, that devil was stubborn. But that's okay because I went and I prayed. Her daughter said, I'm leaving. And I was like, well, maybe she should leave, Lord, because I want to be with you, you know. She ain't where I'm trying to go. She don't really want it. But come to find out, she began to weep and cry out and say, I want God to restore me. I want to be closer to the Lord. I want the Lord to have his way. And I just want to get back to where I was. And I was like, oh, my God. And the tears began to flow. And I said, you know what? All of us are here. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's three of us. We're here because God is going to do a work. Once we leave here, we will never be the same again. What are you saying, Wanda? I'm saying, devil, you will never steal my peace again. True, the storms is going to rage. God said, he that lives godly is going to suffer persecution. You're going to go through, Wanda. The trials, the tribulations is going to come. It's going to happen on the left. It's going to happen on the right. But I want you to stay focused. I want you to keep your mind stayed on me and know that, hallelujah, you got the greater one down on the inside. Know that I am Jehovah Shalom. I'm the peace. And no peace that I gave you, no man can take it away. Only way they can get it is you give it to them. So Wanda, don't give it to them no more. Let go and let God know that I send up for you. Know that the peace of God surpasses all understanding. Understand this one thing. My son went through. God knows I sent him for you. Hallelujah. I died for you, Wanda. I died for the world. I died that in the midst of the storm, you can have the peace. I told you they're going to hate you for my name's sake. They hated me. I'm not greater than Jesus. We're not greater than Jesus. We're going to go through. But guess what? We are victorious. In the midst of the storm, we can have peace. If the storm don't stop, if it don't stop raging, Honduras, it's okay. Because in the midst of it, we're going to have peace. Because we know we go through. Hallelujah. We going to go through. But it's all right. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. Hallelujah. So I say, Lord, I'm going to let the peace of God rule in my heart. I'm not going to focus in on what's happening. me, because some more things are going to transpire. But I say, Lord, I'm going to stay focused on you. And I tell you, God is good. And he is so worthy to be praised. So I will say to you all, when the enemy, he came in like a flood, but know that the Lord will lift up a standard against him. No matter what happens, you can have peace in the midst of a storm. Keep your mind. Stay on Jesus. And I got to cut it off. I can go on. But back in the hands of the host. I love you all. God bless you. Host,
praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for that profound word about the peace of God. And I will be calling you back to give us the benediction after these few announcements. But let's go before the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you've given us this day. We come to realize that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we can look to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith, to restore unto us the joy of your salvation, to give us the peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, as this word come forth before us, Lord God, and instill in our hearts and our minds and our spirits, we ask you, Father, that you pour back into Minister Wanda and let her know, Lord God, that you're there with her. Give her the peace like never before, Father God. Restore, Lord God. Replenish. Restrengthen, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that she is a minister in the marketplace, Lord, that she ministers and she's an on-time minister, allowing the Spirit of God to rule, reign in her life. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that she is healed, whole, and complete. And, Father God, that you're restoring every portion of her being right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that your word is forever settled in heaven. So speak your word that her soul will be healed. Speak your word that her heart be mended. Speak your word, Father, as she go through these situations, Lord God, that's coming against her. But we know, Father, that the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that you instill in each and every one of us. Father God, we lift up Pastor P.K. Roberts and Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for blessing these women of God. We thank you for keeping them in perfect peace. We ask that you continue to strengthen them as they go forth this day and the days to come, oh God. We thank you for every member on this call, every person that is hearing my voice at this hour, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against them will prosper and every tongue rise against them will cease. We thank you, Lord, that they are walking in the beauty of holiness, Lord God, that they are being strengthened by your word, by your power, by your anointing. And you said that the anointing gives us peace, Lord God. Your anointing protects us from all harm and danger. It's because of your anointing, yokes are destroyed. We thank you, Lord God, that in this day, Lord God, we will be edified with your word, be edified with your joy, be edified with your peace, and Lord, you be glorified through us. We thank you, Father God, for the victims, Lord God. We ask that you give them peace, give strength in them, Lord, those of that church situation, this church shooting in South Carolina. We come against the enemy with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, that you will show yourself mighty in this situation. We glorify you, Father, that no weapon formed against these victims will prosper. Lord God, strengthen and heal and protect and mend the hearts of those, Lord, that have been affected by this situation, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, even for mending the hearts and protecting those victims of the flood, Father God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you show yourself mighty in all these trials and tribulations that are coming against us. And we know, Father, that as we place our eyes on you, that you will give us the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, Father, because you watch over your word to perform it. Perform your word in our hearts. Perform your word in our minds. Perform your word in our bodies. We call them healed, whole, and complete in you. We thank you. We love you. And we glorify you that these things are being done in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for strengthening Artists International and Dr. Raphael Spiller and the Artists family, the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, Father, for keeping them strengthened and keeping them protected, Father, from all harm and danger. We thank you that your anointing is surrounded around them, Lord God. Protect their families. Keep them in perfect peace, Father God. Strengthen them as they go forth day by day. We thank you and we glorify you that these things are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. To TMC family, hallelujah. I know you want to hear this call again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. The motivational call is next, 530-881-1300, 539-598-POUND. We thank you for being with us today. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for giving us that word on the peace of God. And we thank you, Minister Robin, for opening us and seating the people with that prayer and that tag, walking in the goodness of God. Well, TMC family, we love you, and we'll pass it over to our speaker of the hour. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Praise the Lord. You know, God is so good. The young lady that I didn't want to come, God has connected me with her. She's connected with about 13 senior homes, and she's going to introduce me to the leaders. So I thank and praise God because the peace of God, hallelujah, all is well, y'all. I'm glory, but I must close. I love you all. God bless you all. Come what may, continue to allow the peace of God to flood your souls and your heart. I love you. God bless you. Be still and know that he is God. Bye-bye.